comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. And speaking of Al-Qaeda, Bill is writing up a U.S. target strike on a senior Al-Qaeda leader in Syria. Syria now. Syria involved in a civil war that's said to have been settled. And the Assad regime, with its helpmate Iran, have won the contest. But no, Al-Qaeda is still operating in Syria. And in this particular instance, Bill, how many times have we killed this man?
Yeah, at least twice, according to reporting. His name is Abu Hamza al-Yemeni. He's a member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Haris al-Din. Haris al-Din is absolutely Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria. There's another branch, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is sort of distanced itself from Al-Qaeda publicly, although there's still links, and the two groups have, and they operate in Idlib province, which, by the way, is not under the control of the Syrian regime. That Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is essentially in control of Idlib. They allow Haris al-Din to operate there. Oh, and curiously enough, the last two emirs of the Islamic State were killed in Idlib. They were sheltering there as well. But Abu Hamza al-Yemeni, he was killed. He was thought to have been killed. The site intelligence group and others reported him dead in a strike that took place on September 20th in 2021. That was the last time the U.S. That we're aware of targeted Haris al-Din inside of Syria. Another leader's name was Abu al-Bara al-Tunisi. Obviously, he's a Tunisian. He was the target of that strike, and al-Yemeni was thought to have been with him. We don't know the status of Abu al-Bara al-Tunisi. And the U.S. military thinks they killed Abu Hamza al-Yemeni. But, John, as we've noted millions of times on your show, these guys are vampires. Unless you drive the stake through the heart, chop off their head and expose them to sunlight, maybe throw in some garlic and a cross, a silver cross as well, they're not dead. And Abu Hamza al-Yemeni is not the first guy the U.S. thought that they killed and pop back up. Let's go back to Abdullah Haq al-Turkestani, right? The U.S. military thought they killed him in 2014, and he pops back up in, 2010, and he pops back up in 14. So these guys, you know, it's really hard to tell whether because they're secretive organizations, and they're not telling us what happened to their leaders.
What we have then is Al-Qaeda in Syria, Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda in Turkestan is, of course. And we're moving now to East Africa, because Bill's conversation, and I recommend his podcast to everyone, because he has conversation with his colleagues about the non-transparent activity of bad actors throughout the Middle East, but also Africa and also the subcontinent. We go now to Somalia, which is still a broken country all these years later. And Bill's conversation on Generation Jihad, his podcast, with Caleb Weiss of the FDD as well, about what I would say is an extremely complicated matter having to do with Somalia officials lending soldiers to fight with Eritrea in the civil war in Ethiopia against the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, when in fact the soldiers were told they were going to Qatar for military training. All this becomes even more complicated when you ask, where's Al-Shabaab in this mix? Bill, who's running East Africa, or is it whoever shows up with the gold at that moment?
Yeah, John, it's a great breakdown of the confusion and the abject mess that exists in Somalia. This stems from the former head of their intelligence agency. His name is Fahid Yassin. Definitely a bad actor. He came out and admitted that he was a member of an Al-Qaeda-linked group back in the 1990s and 2000s. But it more appears that, and he's still a committed Salafist. He became the head of their National Intelligence and Security Administration. And this guy is definitely a bad actor. He had to leave the country after the recent election where his benefactor was thrown out. The guy had no credentials to be the head of NISA. And yet he's responsible for things like sending Somali troops to neighboring countries when I would estimate about 40% of Somalia is under Shabab control. So we're sending Somali troops to fight in a foreign country while Shabab is running rampant. I mean, this is, you know, who runs Africa? Yeah, it's who has the guns and who has the money. Yassin and his supporters are out of power right now. Hopefully, you know, we end the podcast on a hopeful note that maybe the next week, this new administration will get things right. It's a chance to clean up NISA. We have no understanding of the damage that was done. And by the way, it raises questions to you, John. How much did the U.S. military and the CIA and the U.S. government know about Fahad Yassin and the goings on with the Somalia's intelligence service and sending troops to fight Tigrayan rebels and things like that? And yet the U.S. was still pumping money into the Somali government. It's, again, you know, Somalia is just an absolute mess. And this is just one example.
Bill, the puzzle here, is he al-Shabaab? Did al-Shabaab penetrate the government so that it was running its security agency?
You know, this is what we don't know. Caleb Weiss and I, we kind of come to the conclusion. So he worked for Al Jazeera and he is a Qatari, without a doubt, taking money from Qatar, which has interest in Somalia and elsewhere. We think we more lean that way and very likely leveraged his contacts with Shabab in order to make things happen to his advantage. But it's certainly possible, John, and this is the frustrating thing about it. Like, how did Shabab use him to penetrate the intelligence service? Did they use him to gather intelligence to conduct certain attacks and assassinations on politicians? We don't know the answer to this. It's all certainly within the realm of possibility.
And final minute, Bill, is there a wing of the Pentagon still concerned with al-Qaeda in East Africa, al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, al-Qaeda in Syria, or have they all gone to Central Europe?
Yes, yeah, so the regional commands seem to have the control of these fights. So East Africa, that's going to be AFRICOM, right, or U.S. Africa Command.
Right.
And they're redeploying forces back there, and they launched two strikes this year against Shabab. In the Middle East and in Afghanistan, that is CENTCOM or U.S. Central Command. Now, here's a little tidbit for you.
Quickly, Bill, 30 seconds.
Since the U.S. left Afghanistan, they stood up what they call the over-the-horizon counterterrorism center, $19.5 billion. The result is zero strikes in Afghanistan since the U.S. left.
Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues are watching al-Qaeda. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.